6 years ago this month, massive flooding hit the Northern Front Range. And in addition to destroying homes, roads, and businesses, the floods also took out a popular trail in the Poudre Canyon called the Young Gulch Trail. And that trail still hasn't reopened, which prompted a listener to ask why. Regan Klaubman joined us to answer that question. She's a public affairs specialist with the U.S. Forest Service. Regan, welcome to Colorado Edition.
All right, thanks for having me.
Can you start by just describing the old Young Gulch Trail?
So the Young Gulch Trail is located in the Poudre Canyon. And back in 2012, it was impacted by the High Park Fire. And some amazing volunteers got it back open. And 3 days later, the flood of September 2013 hit and basically wiped away the trail as we knew it. And so since 2013, the Forest Service has been working with a number of amazing Northern Colorado organizations and volunteers to redesign the trail. It used to have over 40 stream crossings, and now that number's down closer to 20 to make it a more sustainable, resilient trail in the future.
When do you expect it will be open again?
We are hoping that we will be able to open it back up to the public sometime this fall, maybe late October, but definitely shooting for this fall. Right now, most of the regular trail portions have been done. There's still a few pieces left, but we're really trying to finalize three bridges and getting them secure and the trail built up to them and down from them. So it's kind of this last piece that our Forest Service employees and the volunteers are working hard on right now.
And will it still be a dog-friendly off-leash trail?
Nothing is anticipated to change from the way that it was managed before. So what people are used to expecting there, they still can, except that the trail's in a little bit different place now.
Summing up, I mean, how will the new trail be different from the old one?
It's up a little bit higher. So if people were used to kind of being right along the water, it's built up a little bit now. And so it's at a little different location. And the view, you know, this landscape has now been impacted by both fire and flood. So it's a different scene than it was before. But our forests are resilient and lots of things are already coming back.
I can't wait to add this to my list of trails to hike when it reopens.
I think folks will be really pleased.
Regan Klaubman is a public affairs specialist with the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And if you have something you're curious about, let us know. You can use the Curious Colorado form on our homepage.